An entitled Karen demands that I follow her home and hand deliver a tree that she had just bought at our garden nursery. But despite me telling her that I can't follow her home to deliver something personally, she refuses to take no for an answer and even escalates this in a way that I honestly never saw coming. And I am now completely blown away by her entitlement, and I honestly hope she never comes back to our nursery ever again. Here's what happened. So I want to start off by saying that this happened a few days ago and I still can't believe it. I'm a 25-year-old male and I work at a garden nursery. It's a decent size with a shop in the middle and outdoor plants on benches and racks around it, while also having a car park, which is where our entitled Karen and her brother come into play. They drove into our nursery as the owner was walking along it. They beeped at him and started yelling at him, claiming that he had sold them a dead tree to try and plant to make it sprout. And honestly, when I heard that, I was totally confused, and this really was not a good start to my day. They park and walk around for a bit. The brother asked me all sorts of questions and is wanting discounts on plants, and starts to basically interrogate me about my life and what I'm doing for work, which I just start giving yes or no answers without actually telling the truth. Eventually, I finally get rid of him, and I start walking through, checking that no plants need water. The entitled Karen then spots me and starts to yell at me from about 80 meters away. Now, some people do this, and I go to them even though it annoys me that they basically are calling me like a dog. Maybe they are handicapped and it's hard for them to walk or something like this, but this lady barely speaks English and is currently rambling something at me, and I keep asking her to repeat herself, but finally, I eventually understand that she wants to buy a tree, and the tree she wants to buy is a big weeping cherry. It's about 3 meters tall, including the pot, which is about 90 liters of soil, and it's really heavy. I take the price and I walk with her to the shop, where I ask her if she would like this to be delivered to her home. Now, we have a big truck for deliveries, and it goes out once a week. We never do free deliveries. They don't cost that much money, and the cost is mostly just to cover fuel and time for the driver. Anyway, she says that she doesn't want it delivered, but instead she just points at her SUV. I think to myself, there is no way that tree and massive pot is ever gonna fit in that car. But okay, whatever. I go ahead and I put the sale through. I get the tree trolley and bring the tree to her car. Her brother is in the driver's seat, and she goes and gets into the back seat of the car and just sits there. So I say to her, where do you want me to put it? She then says something to me that honestly blew my mind. She says to me, you can put it in your car and you can follow me. And when she said that, I was thinking to myself, what is she talking about? And it was right about then that things started to really go south. This entitled Karen then repeated herself again. And at this point, I just laughed and I said, what on earth are you talking about? But she just kept repeating it louder and louder. I told her, no, I'm not delivering this tree. You said you don't want it delivered and didn't pay for the delivery. She then said to me, well, I didn't know I needed to pay. How much is it anyways? So I asked her where this tree would be going, and she eventually said it's a suburb about 15 minutes away. So I told her the price, and she said to me, okay, follow me home and I'll pay you then. But I just said, no, that's not how it works, and instead it would be delivered on Friday when she pays, and that we need to go back inside and get this sale going. After some more time of yelling instructions at me and talking to her brother in another language, I put the tree next to the shop, and she came up to keep yelling at me to deliver the tree and that she would pay me when I followed her home. And at this point, I was done. I yelled at her in the same tone that she had been yelling at me. I said to her, I can't. My car cannot fit that tree. Only the company truck can deliver this. I also can't drive the truck. It is literally impossible for me to deliver the tree, even if I wanted to. And guess what? I really don't want to. After a bit more, she finally realized it wasn't going to happen. Now, this entitled Karen had this really weird thing, as did her brother, where they would not talk or interact with the female staff members. So when I took her inside and the other owner was at the register, she literally would not talk to her. I told the owners what was happening and that this lady needed to organize a delivery, and then I just went and walked off. This lady then screams at me, excuse me. And because I was going, I spun around and I snapped back. I said to her, she will get your delivery details. She can help you out. Well, this entitled Karen basically just walked off back to her car and they just started driving off. We had no delivery payment. We had no number. We didn't even have an address or even her name. I had to run out to their car and stop them. She wouldn't give me her address, and when she finally did, when I looked it up on Google Maps, it simply didn't exist. So this lady had literally paid for a tree, and we had no way to get it to her. The following day, the brother rings up wanting to know about the delivery. At this point, it's Thursday, and it's a day before our deliveries. I had told the work group chat what had happened, so everybody knew what was going on if these people came back. Anyways, one of our female staff members answered the phone and tells this guy everything I said, said and how they need to pay before we can deliver it. He simply wouldn't listen to her, but instead he kept interrupting her and just straight up complaining. It ended up with her telling him to basically get lost and then hanging up. Now, she did this because she thought that we could refund their credit card and never serve them ever again. However, they paid in cash, so another staff member had to call them back, smooth all of this over again, and have him come back in with his van and collect the tree. And honestly, I really hope they never come back. Wow, those people are seriously insane. Like, the way they interacted with customer service was so unacceptable. In my opinion, customer service goes both ways. You have to not only be good with customers, but for the customer themselves, you need to show some semblance of respect for the people who are serving you. Otherwise, you can't expect to get anything done. I can't stand when people act like this and they're shouting at you, they're refusing to listen, and they're demanding that you do it their way. All of that just adds up to a complete headache and something that nobody ever wants to deal with. So for the sake of your store and everybody else in it, I also hope these people never come back either. Because seriously, these people sound like a piece of work. And I know if I was in that situation, I would have wanted to walk away and tell them off as well. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out, link down below in the description. Also, go to amithejerk.com/submit if you would like to submit your own stories. An entitled jerk refuses to give me his ID so that I can complete his purchase of cigarettes. But instead, he decides to make a big scene and an absolute fool of himself, causing my coworkers and I to bust up about his stupidity. Here's what happened. So at the grocery store that I work at, our policy is that you have to have an ID for all purchases of cigarettes. If your ID is a driver's license or a state ID, we have to scan the back of it. Well, on this night, I'm running the front end, but currently watching the service desk as well, which is where we keep all of our cigarettes. And lo and behold, a customer comes up to the desk wanting to buy cigarettes. I've interacted with this guy before and he's a pain to deal with, so I already know that this is going to be a rough one. I scan the cigarettes on the register and I ask for his identification. He pulls out his wallet but doesn't take his license out of the holder. I tell him that I need to scan the back of it, and he says that he can't take it out and tells me to just manually enter the date. I tell him that I can't do that because I need to scan the back of it. He says to type the date in again, and I say no again. He then says that he wants to talk to the manager. Now, the store manager is not there, so I page the assistant manager up and let him deal with this guy. The guy talks to him, and the assistant manager backs me up, telling him that I need to scan the back of it. This weird guy then proceeds to go off on him, and then he starts to go off on this stupid rant about some dumb stuff. He claims that for his ID, he would pull it out for a state trooper, but he wouldn't pull it out for us, which is him effectively saying that he was lying to me when he said that he couldn't take it out earlier. He also said that whenever he goes to a different store, they type the date in and it's no problem, to which we all wondered why he didn't just go over there and get cigarettes. And then he said that us scanning his ID was infringement on his rights. He ended his rant by threatening to sue us and then storming out of the store. And then we just laughed and went about our business. Now, I know what you're thinking. This has to be it, right? Well, unfortunately, no, because this guy clearly wanted more. About 45 minutes later, we get a phone call. The desk clerk picks it up, and it's from a customer wanting to talk to the store manager. The assistant manager has left, so she pages up our nighttime person in charge, who just so happened to witness the previous interaction. They come up, pick up the phone, listen for a minute, then they point at me and mouth, "This is your guy." Yes, the guy called the store to further complain, claiming that I had singled him out, which is really weird because this guy was throwing a temper tantrum while also being the only customer at the desk. And I guess with that in mind, you probably would draw attention to yourself. This moron then went on to say how I asked him for his ID about 4 times just to try and scan the back of it, and now he wanted to make an appointment with the manager. So the manager's name was given off while also telling him when the next time our manager would be in the store. And after we hung up the phone, we laughed some more and just went back to work. Fast forward, and when I came back the next day, I asked if anyone had called complaining about me, but they said no. So I guess this weird guy eventually just gave up. Yeah, that guy clearly had some issues. First and foremost, you have to pull your ID out if you want to buy cigarettes. Like, they have to scan the back of it. It's probably like the law where you're from. And if someone seriously can't understand that, then they're the one with the problem. I bet it's one of those point of sale systems where the cashier probably couldn't even complete the purchase without scanning the customer's ID in the first place. Like, there's probably so many checks and balances in place just to make sure that nothing slips through the system. And I personally think that's a really good system to have. That way you know you're not giving out any cigarettes to anybody underage. And this guy absolutely knew that. He just wanted to be difficult. I mean, come on, how hard is it to pull out your ID? If this guy really wanted his cigarettes, he would have gone to the other store who just types in his date of birth as well as his other information. Which, by the way, there's a good chance he was just straight up lying. This guy was trying to pull a fast one and he didn't want to conform to the system. So good for you and your assistant manager for having your back. This guy was a complete weirdo. And hopefully for the sake of you and everybody else around you, this guy never comes back ever again. Every day of my job, I get treated like absolute garbage. Customers lie about me and try and scam me out of my tips. And at this point, I'm so completely exhausted and I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So I'm a 20-year-old female and I haven't been socially great in life. And it's mostly because I'm simply just too shy. I was homeschooled for 5 years as a kid and my parents are both introverts. So social skills aren't exactly my forte. I didn't used to hate everything as much as I do now. I'm not mean or anything like that. And I try to be kind and treat others the way I want to be treated. I was made fun of in middle school, like typical middle school stuff. Once I was in later high school, I just kept to myself and avoided all that. I was so glad to graduate and get a job and go to college. College is absolutely awesome. People are so nice and I feel so welcome there. I made friends and I love getting to know my classmates and studying together and just talking. However, my work life hasn't been as good. At almost every job I've had, someone decides they don't like me and bothers me until I quit. I'll be exhausted and customers will complain I'm not friendly enough and I'm being disrespectful because I may have asked them to repeat themselves if I couldn't hear them. It's so demanding and annoying. It's like high school garbage, but on steroids with fully grown adults. People play favorites for no reason. People spin garbage to get you in trouble. Customers complain just to get free stuff. I mean, I had a job where the customers were so nice and it was so easy to be nice to them, but now it's so exhausting. Everyone is so mean. Everyone says maybe I'm the problem. And yeah, maybe I do suck at my job. I've always had coworkers who take my side and reassure me, but it's so hard to feel like I do okay when I have a million voices telling me differently. I told a woman the other day that a promotion we were running is over, and instead we have a different promotion going on. And I was super nice about it, and I tried to help her in any way that I could. But she wrote a review about how I wasn't personable. One thing that irritates me beyond end is how people just don't communicate with me. Even though I'm their server, I will check on them multiple times, and they'll say, "Yeah, it's great, thank you." And then at the end of their meal, they scream for the manager and then complain, and then they stiff me a tip. Like, seriously, I checked on you, and you said it was great, and you ate the entire meal. How was I supposed to know you weren't happy? At this point, I become so bitter. I just don't care anymore. And as you can tell, I become so upset at everyone and everything. I'm sick of being told to smile. It's so easy to smile when they're kind and normal. My personal issue is it's hard to hide my anxiety and be chipper when someone is so rude to me. I'll be calm and composed, but then they complain about my personality. Most of my coworkers and managers say I'm sweet and I'm appreciated, but working customer service for 4 years has drained me. When I'm at school or at home, I'm myself, but when I clock in, I feel like a zombie. I just feel so drained, but tuition and gas don't pay for themselves, so I guess I'll just have to keep fake smiling for now, even though my work life really sucks. Honestly, I completely understand where you're coming from. Working customer service across the board can really suck. You deal with entitled Kevins and Karens all day. You deal with people trying to treat you like garbage just to get their way. You're gonna find people trying to scam you and get you in trouble on purpose. And sometimes it's all just for no legitimate reason in the slightest. Maybe they're having a bad day, so guess what? You're gonna have a bad day as well. And that's not fair at all. Like, that literally is so unfair for you. You work so hard to do a good job. You try your very best to be a good customer service worker, only to then get stabbed in the back by coworkers as well as customers alike. And trust me, I completely understand where you're coming from. I know one trick that really worked for me when I was more involved in customer service is just to take the stance that, you know what, none of these people know me, and they definitely have no idea the struggles I go through every day. Their bad attitude is not a reflection of my customer service. I know that I'm doing a good job because, you know what, my manager and my coworkers say I am. And those are honestly the only people I need to impress. So when a customer comes in and they're treating you like garbage, just remember that it's all on them. It's not on you. They are clearly the ones with a problem. And honestly, no matter how hard you work, someone is always going to be upset.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Am I the jerk for changing my plans last minute and abandoning my daughter and her husband after they invited themselves on my vacation with my wife for our 40th anniversary? Here's what happened. My wife and I have always dreamed of celebrating our 40th anniversary with a luxurious vacation. Just the two of us reliving the romance of our early years. We had it all planned out for years now, and we were excited beyond words. Well, enter our adult daughter by the name of Jane. Jane and her husband caught wind of our plans and promptly invited themselves and their two children along. They have a 9-year-old female and a 5-year-old male. I originally put my foot down and told them that this trip was just for us, which did upset her some. But my wife has a hard time saying no to Jane, as she is the youngest of our children and our only daughter, and she didn't want to hurt her feelings, so she reluctantly agreed to let them join. I wasn't thrilled about it at the time, but I wanted to make my family happy, and I knew my wife was also okay with the idea of a family trip, even if she was hard broken we wouldn't get our romantic trip, so we just went along with it. The place we were originally going was not child friendly, so we changed course and decided on an all-inclusive family friendly resort. We paid for the resort and our grandchildren's plane tickets. Jane and her husband only had to pay for their own airfare. Now here's where things get a little bit complicated. As the vacation got closer, I started having a change of heart. I realized that our 40th anniversary was a once in a lifetime milestone, and I wanted to honor it in a way that was true to our original plans. My wife and I might not be able to afford a trip like this again for quite some time, and it's something that we always wanted to do. So, without consulting anybody, I switched our tickets last minute to go to the romantic destination that my wife and I had originally planned for. I did not tell Jane or her husband. I didn't even tell my wife until the day before our flight left, which was a day before Jane's flight left for their vacation. It wasn't an easy decision, and I feel incredibly guilty about it, but I wanted our 40th anniversary to be special. I wanted it to be the intimate celebration we had always hoped for. We called Jane after we landed to tell her, and she was extremely upset to say the least. She thought of the idea that we were going to look after our grandkids so she and her husband could have some alone time, and now that I abandoned her, they would have to do it all themselves. I hung up on them when my son-in-law started shouting, and my wife and I just enjoyed the rest of our trip. They came back the same day we did, but have not answered any of our text messages, and Jane seems to be completely ignoring me. My wife told me she vastly preferred our trip to the family trip that we would have taken, but she still doesn't like how Jane is mad at us and wants me to apologize. But you know what? I'm not sure I want to, after learning that Jane and her husband were using us for free babysitting and a free trip, but I do feel like I should just keep the peace. So am I the jerk for changing our trip destination last minute and leaving Jane and her family to fend for themselves? What should I do? You are not the jerk at all. This is honestly so hilarious to me, because clearly Jane and her husband had ulterior motives. They thought they had free babysitters for a vacation that they had already imposed upon. Like, they literally invited themselves. How much of a dirtbag do you have to be to do that on someone else's vacation? Not to mention the fact that they weren't going to watch their kids at all. They were going to throw them at you and your wife and be like, okay, you're going to watch them while we enjoy your 40th anniversary. Like, no, I don't think so. If I was in your shoes, I would have done the exact same thing. There's no way I would have gone on that vacation, and I would have done it the exact same way as well. Like, look, I get it. You should have said no the first time and left it at that. Let them feel bad, let them be angry, whatever. But you know what? With all things considered, you had to do exactly what you needed to do so that your wife and yourself could enjoy your time together. So no, you're not the jerk. Jane and her husband are clearly incredibly selfish, and going on that vacation with them would have been a massive mistake. Am I the jerk for telling my sister-in-law that she's no longer invited to our house after she slowly but surely tried to take over our guest bedroom? Here's what happened. So I'm a 27-year-old female, and my husband is also 27, and we got married a year back. We had been dating for 10 years, and most of his family knew about us. I went to his sister's wedding because I was invited, and it was a nice experience. I have grown up to be very social and career-oriented, and really valued education. My husband is the same, and that's how we really connected with each other. My sister-in-law, however, has a different mindset. She got married at a very young age and chose to have a family while also choosing not to pursue a college degree. However, she is a complete brat and has always been said yes for everything. For example, she had a 3-day wedding in Italy with over 120 guests. She doesn't hate me, but doesn't love me either. And trust me, the feelings are mutual. We just don't connect. We recently got a new house and threw a housewarming party for all of his family, and everyone loved the house. We have an extra guest bedroom just in case, and his sister absolutely absolutely loved the house, which she said about 50 times, and said that she would move some of her daughter's stuff here in the extra room because we have too much space and she doesn't want to carry it whenever she comes. Now, we live in New York and she comes from New Mexico. I really didn't get the logic and politely declined and said we have a lot of guests coming every now and then and we do not have spare space for her daughter's clothing or her toys. Now, she wasn't happy about that, but honestly, I didn't care. It's been 4 months since we bought the house and she's come a total of 53 days. And yes, I absolutely kept count. Most of the time she comes unannounced, claiming that she was visiting someone or she was in the neighborhood. I mean, what kind of person would fly from New Mexico to New York just to be in the neighborhood? Anyways, I slowly started to realize that she had started putting up her pictures and redecorating our guest bedroom, and I honestly lost my mind when I saw this. I told my husband, and he said I'm overthinking it, and that she is just trying to be friends with me. When she left last week, I packed a box of all of her things, which she very conveniently forgot in our guest bedroom, and I shipped it over to her place. She got very angry, and eventually called me and started screaming at me. I told her to stop overreacting and stop considering our house as hers and that she's no longer welcome to come over. I told my husband everything and that I would not entertain her anymore. He agreed to what I had said and told his sister that she needs to stop doing this or she is no longer going to be welcome. Well, she called my in-laws and literally every person that we know and told them that we were being jerks. Our phones have been buzzing with text messages and calls with everybody saying how inconsiderate we are and that what we did was really wrong. But I told everyone if they're seriously that interested, they need to keep her in their house and stop bothering me. So am I the jerk in this situation? What should I do? No, you are not the jerk in this situation. Your sister-in-law is being weird. She's coming to your house uninvited, and it seems like she's slowly taking over that guest bedroom, all without trying to discuss it with you first. That is really weird in my opinion. Now, I don't know if she's in some kind of distress situation or anything like that, but regardless of the circumstance, it really is inappropriate for her to be acting that way. Like, you don't just do that to somebody else's house. You have no right to do that, and honestly, you need to ask people first. So with all things considered, I don't think you're the jerk at all. After all, this is your house, and if she doesn't like it, then she can stay with another family member instead of trying to force her way into your house. Thanks for watching. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications so you never miss a video. To finish listening to all the stories, check out the playlist at the top of the description. And if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, check out Am I the Genius. Everything will be linked in the description.